In honor of Rosh Chodesh Adar approaching on Sunday, I thought I would speak about the unique Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. I want to try to highlight tonight two different Mahalchim. One Mahalch is the Mahalch of the Maral. Another is a somewhat well-known, although I think not well-known enough, Mahalch of the Rav. And I think that there's a lot here to talk about and to try to unravel. We're not speaking as much specifically, in the beginning at least, about Rosh Chodesh Adar, although hopefully we'll be able to shift as we go on and have some good connections on this important topic. Let's start like this. One of the unique things about our religion is that we are based on a lunar calendar. We follow Rosh Chodesh. The moon for us is what determines a lot. So Shamras Chodesh Aviv, we sometimes have Ibor Chodesh to make sure that we're going to always keep Pesach in the spring. We're on a pure lunar calendar, but we follow the moon a lot. And it's pretty clear that it represents a lot and is very, very significant in a variety of places in Chazal. Etzem, the Kiddush Levana, the bracha we recite, remember Kadesh Levana, reflects a certain kind of appreciation for what it means to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh being the celebration of that. The Gemara L'chora that best highlights the significance of Kiddush HaChodesh, which obviously connects in many ways to Rosh Chodesh, which is a Gemara Sanhedrin and Daf Mem Beis Min Aleph. The Gemara tells us like this. We're going to read the Gemara. We'll see two different Mahalchim in the Gemara, and then we'll see the Mahalch of the Maral. It's as follows. Amar B'Yachav Bar Chanina, Amar B'Asi, Amar B'Yochlan. Kol Mevarich HaLachorz B'Zmano, Kiyul Mekabel Pnei HaShechina. The opportunity to be Mevarich L'Chodesh, it's as if you were Mekabel Pnei HaShechina. That's interesting. That's not said for every bracha we recite. We don't say if you're Mevarich Shehakol, it's Kiyul Mekabel Pnei HaShechina. We don't say if you said a Berach HaMitzvah, that's Kiyul Mekabel Pnei HaShechina. If you're Mevarich HaLachodesh, that Bismano is very important for Moshe, Negus Moshe, but not so much for now. If you're Mevarich HaShechina, you're Kiyul Mekabel Pnei HaShechina. Not only that, but the line seems to be not just an agadic statement, it has a halachic nafkamina. As the Gemara goes on to tell us, Amar Abayi, because of that, Hilkach Nimrinhu Me'umat, that a person should stand when they say Kiddush HaChodesh because, as Rashi explains, Hoel U'mekabel, Pnei HaShechina Me'umat Bayi Livruchei, when they kavod Shechina Shehu Mekabel. That actually, as a result of Kiddush HaChodesh, when I'm there, I'm Mevarik the Chodesh, that there's a certain interaction that takes place. It's ki'ilu ha-mekabel p'nei ha-shechina, ad kedei kach that I should stand as a result. Why is it ki'ilu your mekabel p'nei ha-shechina? What's the significance of this? What is its value? What's going on here? So the Me'iri writes, kol mevarich ha-lachodes b'zmano ki'ilu mekabel p'nei ha-shechina. So ze ha-ara v'zbonus l'chidush ha-bria u'mitoch kach tzarech l'ivarich me'umat. The fact that the moon always reinvents itself tells us, says the Me'iri, the world was not always the way that it is now. Just like the moon reinvents itself, it's a new creation as far as the moon goes. So when I look at the moon, I develop an appreciation and recognition of the fact that the Ribono Shel Olam must have created the world. Something is mechadesh. Something creates. Just like something created the moon, something creates our world. And therefore, it's ki'ilu, your mekabel p'nei ha-shechina, less because, l'chora, the shechina is any more there, k'viyachol, than it is anywhere else, but rather it's because, it's ki'ilu, I now have a better understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm more aware of it. It's a kabel p'nei ha-shechina, not that there's more shechina there, but I'm just more aware of it. It's a reminder of that's what's happening, that's a kabel p'nei ha-shechina that's taking place. I now know the Ribbono Shel Olam more. The Marshan Chidushi Agados has a different mahalach based on the Hemshech of the Gemara. V'yesh Lomar says the Marsha, Yisrael Bigalusan Ein Zochen Liros Pnei Hashchina. The Gemara compares in a certain sense Klal Yisrael to the moon. Yisrael, when they're in Golus, are not Zocha to be Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. But the new moon, the fact that it can be all small and then be Mechadesh itself, it can come back, that new moon, that is something which represents the story of Klal Yisrael. Just like the moon can go dark and then come back, so too Klal Yisrael can go through Gullahs and then come back to an eventual Geula. And therefore suggest the Marsha, the Ki'ilu Mekabel Pnei HaShechina, at that eventual Geula, we're going to be Mekabel Pnei HaShechina. And there's a remez to the moon having been gone and now coming back. that Klal Yisrael also is going to have that, and they're also going to have, in a certain sense, a Kabbalas Pnei Ha, a Kabbalas Pnei Ashkina. The Maral has a different shot in that Gemara, and I want to use the Maral to try to at least make a suggestion as far as what the unique strength, the unique significance of Rosh Chodesh is, and maybe we'll try to suggest a connection for the Maral to the world of Rosh Chodesh Adar. Maral writes like this: "The kidavar ze masha amru kol mevarich alachoros bezmano ki mekapni ashchina hu inyan amuk meod." This is very, very deep. That means that whatever I say as an explanation right now will probably not be the full depth of what the Maharal meant. The moon, says the Maharal, who bifrat karov el ha'adam. Of all the things that are in the upper world, stars, the sun, etc., the moon is closest to us. The moon is, of all the things up there, the moon is closest to us. Part of the reason, says the Maharal, why the moon waxes and wanes, why the moon is sometimes but smaller and sometimes larger, is because of its proximity to us. Because it is closer, so we also perceive it differently, and we can perceive certain changes that are there. A star, says the Maharal, it's much further away. And in a certain, because it's further away, we don't perceive shifts in the star anywhere near as much. And the closer it is, the more aware, the more we appreciate, the more we see certain changes that take place within it. The moon also is somewhat like people. Just as the moon can go away, it can be smaller and then larger, it can change a little bit, it's not constant. People also go through that, says the Maharal. There are people, we have ups and we have downs. We have tkufos in life when we feel more distant and things are darker. We have tkufos in life where we feel like things are bigger. What's the Kabbalas Pnei HaShechina that takes place dafka by the moon? And why is it that when we recite the bracha, we feel that Kabbalas Pnei HaShechina? It's not because of just a stam intellectual recognition, the way that the Meiri suggests it. And it's not a remez to an eventual Kabbalas Pnei HaShechina, the way the Marsha understands. Maharal writes as follows: Ki yesh yareach chibor el tachtonim, kmo she'amru, ka'asher hu begagol tachton, hu dome kmo oreach shebao ba'abayis, ba'abayis bekabal panav. The areach is something that is, in the one hand, shayach to the upper world. The moon is up there, it's a different world, but it's also closest to us. It is most in touch with that bridge of Ribono Shel Olam Shechina, that upper world, and our world. It's not the star and the sun which is so far away, all the way up there. It's mamish, it's really, really close. And we can even feel a degree of that proximity. Hachama ein lachibur al tachtonim. The sun is not as connected to this world. Let's get to that lashon again. The Maharal, always with the Gata, he's more precise. What's mikabel pnei hashchina? Mikabel is when you welcome something, when you greet something. For the Meiri's pshat, it's not so clear what I'm welcoming. For the Maharal, I'm welcoming the Shechina when I appreciate the moon, because it's his upper being which is closest to me. It's that which I can most easily welcome into my world. Says the Maharal, we find a similar phenomenon when it comes to people. People also, just like the moon is the bridge between lower world and upper world, it's the upper thing we have the most shaychus to. So the Maharal points out that same thing is true, people, in a different way. We are in the lower world, but we're created b'tzelem Elokim. We're created in the image of the Ribono Shel Olam, whatever that means. for the Rambam intellectual understanding of things, for Rav Dessler my capacity to give, for the Meshech Chachma my ability to have Bechira Chafshis, for the Maharal and Torah Chassidus my inner connection to the Ribono Shel Olam, whatever Tzelem Elokim means. So Tzelem Elokim, a person, is in this world but most attached to what's going on top. So what's a person who's Mekabel? What's a person who is Mivari the moon? The moon is in the upper world, closest to this world. We are in this world, closest to the Ribono Shel Olam. When we encounter, when we experience a Rosh Chodesh, that's a time or Mekadesh Chodesh, when these two things all have a Shechina. Let's read this. B'sviel Sha'adam Dome Liyotro Shenivra B'tzelem Elokim. We are like, in a certain sense, the Ribono Shel Olam. V'kach Kasher Mekabel Pnei Hayareach Asher Yeso Dimyon Zeh Shehu Ima Adam K'mo Shehu Yisbarach Ela Adam Shenechshev Kabbalaso Ki'ilu Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. Let's talk a little bit about the Maharal. For the Maharal, the experience of being Mevarich L'Chodesh, assuming I understood the Maharal correctly, and hopefully it's more or less ballpark what's going on. How am I doing? Just not. Great. It's awesome. Part of what it is when we speak about Birch L'Chodesh, it's not an intellectual awareness, nor is it a remez la'asid lavo. It is actually, it is an increased presence of being mekabel pnei hashchina. It is the Ribono Shel Olam up there, closest to here, and us down here, closest to there. And that act is a mekabel. It's a real relationship. It's a real relationship that takes place. It's a real relationship that takes place. The message is not eventual geula or an intellectual awareness. In a certain sense, for the Maharal, part of the yisod behind being mevarich chodesh is man's connection to Ribono Shel Olam, man's connection to Hashem, a certain kind of dveikus, the same kind of dveikus that Maharal speaks about all the time, the ahavas Hashem, which I lose myself to Ribono Shel Olam, the tefillah, which is about being mizdabek el Hashem, the yirah shamayim, which is about me becoming totally dependent on the Ribono Shel Olam. That's so much of what L'chora Rosh Chodesh is about. For the Maharal, a major theme is my relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, the chibor between tachtonim and elyonim, the chibor between what happens in this world and my ability to rise above, and what happens in the upper world and the ability to have a point where you're meeting. That, I think, is at least, maybe I'm working a little bit off the Maharal, of the mekabel pnei, of the mekabel pnei hashchina, which takes place. Which means that in a certain sense, whenever there's a Rosh Chodesh, part of the celebration of a Rosh Chodesh, part of the simcha of a Rosh Chodesh, is that kind of spiritual connection that we're celebrating. It's that kind of an awareness that we are really very, very close to Ribono Shel Olam. That's why, if you want to darshan for a second, Dir Shu Hashem b'matza'o k'ru'ubi oso k'arov, the Gemara Roshana, that il hayamim b'rabbein Roshana yom kippurim, there are certain tekufas where a person is closer to Ribono Shel Olam, and when we're closer to Ribono Shel Olam, so then it's a time period of tshuva. That's why many of the minhag, before Rosh Chodesh, they always have a yom kippur katan. That before that, Rosh Chodesh is perceived as a time period of tshuva. One of the reasons why time period of tshuva, that in those time periods when you are closer to Ribono Shel Olam, that's a time when you can experience that much, much more. That may be true for every Rosh Chodesh. It is certainly all the more true when it comes to Adar, and possibly even in a unique way. And here we'll just point out a brief ara. The Megillah, in many ways, is a story of the Ribono Shel Olam and the way he interacts with this world, but it's the Ribono Shel Olam hidden in the way he interacts with this world. HaMelech is a reference, HaMelech is a reference to Ribono Shel Olam. HaMelech is a reference to Ribono Shel Olam, but God's name is never explicitly mentioned in the Megillah. Because part of the kind of interaction a person has with Ribono Shel Olam when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, the particular Purim, is a closeness, but not a closeness that you can always identify the same way. There's a closeness of Mekabel Pnei Hashchina with the moon. There's another kind of closeness which takes place when you dafka can't see, but it doesn't mean that he's not there. It doesn't mean that he's not there. And that's one mahalach, which I think is very, very important. Now we'll go to a very different mahalach of Salvechik. I find the Rav's mahalach to be one of the more really inspiring things as someone that I tried to identify with it. The first time I saw it was after my senior year of high school. Someone pointed that to me. It's a beautiful, beautiful idea. I want to give some halachic background to Rosh Chodesh, and because I think it's going to tell us something. on the one hand, we find something fascinating about Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is a day that is hard to pin down. Chazal tell us in the Gemara Maseches Erechin that Rosh Chodesh is referred to as a moed. In a certain sense, it's a moed. Yet, we also know that on Rosh Chodesh, there is no Isser Malacha. On the one hand, it's a moed. On the other hand, there's no Isser Malacha. You can do Malacha as you regularly do. Not only that, but the Gemara tells us, as far as this ambiguity, the Gemara in Erechin, that there's no Hallel that you are, strictly speaking, required to recite on Rosh Chodesh. There's no Hallel you need to say on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because it doesn't have an Isser Malacha. Not the kind of day that generates a Hallel. So Shulchan Aruch tells us that the Minhag developed, that we say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, but we say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, skipping some of the Psukim. For Sfardim, Machlokes HaRishonim, you'll say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh without a bracha, without a bracha. But it's again, that ambiguity is there. Not only that, there is a minna quoted in Kaf HaChayim, quoted in the Sefer Yisod V'Shoresh HaAvodah, that a person should wear nicer clothes on Rosh Chodesh. I think it's in a Sefer about Uri of Stralis, one of the great Hasidim, that he used to put on for Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. He would put on like his like Yontif Bekesh or Yontif Strimal. But it's quoted in Kaf HaChayim, it's quoted in Yisod V'Shoresh HaAvodah, to wear nicer clothes on Rosh Chodesh. When I was in TABC, that was the requirement. I'll see in a second why I think that's not appropriate. I'll derech drush. But we'd have to wear a white shirt on Rosh Chodesh. But on the other hand, if you look in Rambam, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, if you look in standard Nosei Kelim, you're not going to find this minhag quoted anywhere, to wear dafka nice clothes on Rosh Chodesh. You're not going to find that minhag quoted anywhere. If you look in the Torah, something else that you'll find which is interesting, the mitzvah laharvos b'se'udas Rosh Chodesh, there's a mitzvah to have a Rosh Chodesh meal, but it's not the same mitzvah status as a yontif se'uda, not the same as a Shabbos meal, there's no kiddush, there's not a real formal kind of a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah laharvos. So what's the deal with Rosh Chodesh? What is the halachic status of Rosh Chodesh? What is it? So Soloveitchik, in the Sefer B'Seisi or V'Galoi, the Rav, it's a piece of more of Machshava. But I think the halachic background, the Rav relates to some of it, gives us wonderful insight. The Rav suggests that there are two kinds of Kedusha in this world. There is external Kedusha, and there is internal Kedusha. There's a Kedusha of Shabbos and Yontif, which is very much apparent. When you walk into a Beis Medrash on Shabbos and Yontif, you would know right away. This is a day which is externally very holy. And there will be many, many external observances that will kick in as a result of that being a special day. So you're going to go in and you're going to see a certain kind of seuda. You're going to see a certain kind of davening. You're going to see a certain kind of clothing that's worn. It's an external kind of a kedusha. There is also, though, part of the Maila of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is a day which represents inner kedusha. It doesn't look that different. There's no Isser Malacha. For many, there's no inyan to wear dafka nice clothing. That's why I always thought that in TABC, a place where, if I can quote the Aron in the Beis Medrash properly, the Rav's presence permeates our entire building, something like that. There's some line like that, where not only the Rav, our dafka Rosh Chodesh, a day of inner Kedusha, we should wear, you know, regular clothing, but new. That there's a... that it's a day when there are not external signs of Kedusha. But just because there aren't external signs of Kedusha doesn't mean that inside there's not real Kedusha. The Rav goes on to point out that in his mind there are two different kinds of people and the way that they represent, the way that Kedusha manifests itself within them. There are people that are like Shabbos and Yontif Jews. When they feel Kedusha, they're like that guy, and I say that guy with a degree of strong condescending feeling, that guy who, as you're like dancing around in the circle, he's like really into it, and he's trying to like, you know, pull everyone into that circle, and he's like that guy who's like, yes, exactly, he's that guy who is you feel it with him, you look at him, you see the way that he davens, you see the way he learns, external signs of kedusha are all there. Authentic, real, true, external signs of Kedusha. But the Rav points out, he suggests his father was in this category. Don't put the Rav refers to as
the Ish Rosh Chodesh.
The Ish Rosh Chodesh is the guy who doesn't look that different at all. It's the no Isser Malacha, no formal Hallel, no special Levush, nothing like that, no Chiyav Su'udah. It's the guy who, when you look at it from the outside, looks no different, but inside, he is on fire. It's not less Kedusha, it is different Kedusha. The Rav Al Derech Drush, there's the Shabbos and Yontif, and there's the Rosh Chodesh. Part of the nature of Rosh Chodesh, the Rav writes, it's a Hari Kedna piece, you want it more in halachic terminology. Part of the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is a Shev V'Al Taisa Kedusha. It's a Kedusha of no hesped and tainus. It's a Kedusha that you fulfill passively. It is not the active kind of a Kedusha. It is, if you want, from like in Chassidus, I believe, the model you would use is, I believe, the Ishbitzer, they say. The Meish Yiloach did not have external signs of his lavas. It's a Kedusha that manifests itself less with the way that you dress and the way that you act, and much more with the intensity with which you experience it. The Rav describes, when he's trying to point out what that means, the Ish Rosh Chodesh, it's something that many of us, I think, couldn't connect to. The Rav writes, it's not in the sheet that you have, and obviously the only section I read. The Rav writes, when he was younger, he's describing his father. So first he writes, Avamari Zahaya Omer, Kol Shehergish Kadosh Yoser, Becholsu Intimi Yoser, Ta'anu Yoser, Genizim Abba Makem. The realer the feeling is, the truer the sense of Kedusha is, this is the Ishwar Shchodesh's perspective. The Rav, you know, the Rav's philosophy, the Rav also often described, it was the philosophical school he was part of, certain kinds of figures, like halachic man. Has halachic man view things? The Ish Rosh Chodesh. For the Ish Rosh Chodesh, the way his father used to say, the more intense and intimate a feeling is, the less you share it, the less you express it. Moshe Soloveitchik would have been, you know, the most uncomfortable in our generation of the social media phenomenon of like telling everyone how you're doing. No. Yeah, that's fine because it's all superficial. But meaningful, a meaningful sense, a deep emotional connection, that is something which a person keeps inside. The Rav writes, this is very, very intense. Abazal hayana adoresh v'na mikayim. A very famous line here. Me'olam lo zachiti b'neshika mimenu. My father never kissed me. Gesh haya nifrad mimeni, haya lochet es yadi v'omer. When he would say goodbye to me, he would hold my hand and say, Leich l'shalom v'yishmarcha elokim. You should go in peace and may the Ribbono shel Olam protect you. Adam Zar, Shayanochach Be'ez Maisa, Vishama Milim Shal Shigra Ke'ilu, had Tamo Mimon, a person who saw that would have looked at it and said, Kriya, it's great, cold, brisk, that is what that is. That is cold, distant, brisk. The father can't do anything but just shake his son's hand. That's what it looks like. That's the external. That's how it appears. He didn't know that he was, what that coldness was bachutz. That was the outside. In his Kodesh HaKadoshim, that was filled with rachamim v'chesed, ahava adina v'gam azel etzetzav. That Moshe Soloveitchik inside was on fire for his kids. He was the ultimate Ish Rosh Chodesh. The ultimate Ish Rosh Chodesh. The one that was kolkulo inside. Kolkulo inside. The one that was experiencing in such a deep, deep way a certain kind of connection. What's interesting, I want to share with you a thought about the Rav, and then we'll try to connect to Purim, and then we'll try to tie things together. Rabbi Reuben Ziegler wrote a book on the Machshava of the Rav, pointed something interesting here. This is not how the Rav was mechanech. The old school mahalach was that Rebbeim never spoke about themselves and never shared anything about their religious experience, their emotional connection. That was the old school mahalach. The Rav, however, thought, and the Rav therefore would do this, that in being mechanech people, there is enormous value. Reason one, I guess, shot why the Rav did this, to open up a little bit. The Ish Rosh Chodesh, on a chinuch level, if you want people to develop a deep down meaningful connection to the Ribono Shel Olam, they have to see it a little bit and they have to hear about it. If all they see is the cold brisk of Moshe Soloveitchik, if all they see is the cold brisk of Moshe Soloveitchik, if they never see the Isser Malacha and the challah with the bracha and the special clothing, if it's all pure inside, so for many, many people, they're never going to be able to internalize it. So the Rav thought it was important to share. But in many ways, that model of an Ish Rosh Chodesh is incredibly important. And if you want to talk about a month in which I think that theme so deeply, deeply connects, and it's similar to what we pointed out about Adar a second ago, it's a Tkufa of Adar. Mishnichnas Adar marbin b'simcha. When Adar comes, a person increases the amount of joy. They increase the amount of joy that they have. Adar is a time when a person becomes a little bit bigger. Adar is a time, in a certain sense, when one wants to strive for much more. I'm fond of the pshat in terms of teaching the chos of Lublin. Ali's out there at drush. It's not pshat. You got to be able to know that ahead of time. Chassidim as a kasha. The Mishnah says in Masechas Tainis, Mishnichnas av kashem. When Michnas av mima'atim besimcha, Mishnichnas adar marbin besimcha. Frekta chassidim. It's a pasha pshat. It's a pasha question. How could it be? The mikdash is destroyed in av, and you're going to have less simcha? How are you going to bring the geula with less simcha? Like, really? Less simcha? That is a ridiculous response if you want to, like, be a better Jew. So, therefore, chassidim, chos of Lublin, this is all derech drush. It'll set me up for the real pshat. It changed the comma a little bit. And if you, the first step in good drush is know that punctuation is yours to do with as you please. K'shem shmichas av mima'atin, comma, besimcha. Mishnichas arda marbin, comma, besimcha. What does it mean to be mima'at? Mima'at is to make yourself smaller. Mima'at is to engage in introspection. To look at yourself and realize some of your faults. That part of the avodah of av is to engage in real tshuva. But say the chassidim, when you do that, sorry to say that, I'm very tired. When you do that, gotta be besimcha. It's very unhealthy to critique yourself and become small without simcha. But the opposite, when it comes to adar, what's happening in adar? Marvin, comma. Adar's a time when a person realizes they can be much bigger. Adar's a time of unique spiritual opportunity. But that also, something when you realize how big you are, you can be overwhelmed, and that can be a little bit hard for you. And when you realize how big you are, it's important to also do that with a sense of simcha. I'm big and I'm chashav, and I need to experience the kind of simcha that's there. But part of the avoda of Adar in the world of the darshanim is a very internal kind of month. On the one hand, it looks externally like a lot's going on, but it's all a scam. It's all costumes. The underlying yisod of wearing costumes is that my external really doesn't matter. It's all about the inside. I dress up because the external is not significant. On Purim, in a certain sense, whatever it looks like, there's an element for all of us of Ish Rosh Chodesh. There's an element of the external. Again, it looks different, but it's about the internal connection. It's about a deeper internal kind of inavoda. I want to speak about what summarize and end with the Nekuda. Rosh Chodesh is a complex kind of a day. It's not. It's like Hanukkah, maybe Purim, maybe Chol HaMoed. It's not a pure, regular Moed, but it's not a Yom Chol either. So what is the particular avodah of that day? Halachically, it's hard to pin down its exact status. Hard to figure out exactly what it is. We saw two different Mahalchim. For the Maharal, it's a time where us, as people, with Tzelem Elokim, or Mekabel, Eshchina, Mekabel, through the moon, a certain increased connection to Ribono Shel Olam. For the Rav, the avoda, the unique avoda of Rosh Chodesh, is not as much about that unique kind of dveikas, but rather an inner kind of kedusha. Sometimes there are some of us that are more in the Shabbos and Yontif camp, and there's some of us that are more in the East Rosh Chodesh camp. Right, that tension is that guy who's dancing in the circle and says to the East Rosh Chodesh, "No, come on in, get into it." And what the Shabbos guy doesn't know in that awkward interaction is the guy he's talking to is just as into it. It's just inside. He's an Ish Rosh Chodesh. It's not a bad external Hislavos. And some of us are Ish Rosh Chodesh, and some of us are more of Shabbos Nyantish. But I would suggest it's great for all of us to learn the art of both of those. The Jewish calendar is filled with Shabbos. The Jewish calendar has Yontifs, and the Jewish calendar has a Rosh Chodesh. A good, healthy Jew knows sometimes how to show it to the Rav. Maybe important chinuch-wise, there are certain times we want to display a certain sense of simcha and a certain kind of joy, and you have to also have an internal, deep emotional connection, one that you're not going to see on the outside, but on fire in the inside, on fire in the inside. And that's part of an avodah, part of avodah Rosh Chodesh. And a person who wants to have a deep sense of being mekabel pnei Hashchina, if I have my Shabbos Kedusha and my Rosh Chodesh Kedusha, then I'm in a much better place. Rosh Chodesh is upon us, mishnichtas Adar, marbin b'simcha. Adar is a time when we can assess, and we can aspire for much more. But we're able to do that with a deep relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, with a Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, an authentic Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, with an internal sense of deep, deep Kedusha.